This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
We can hear you now.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing?
Good. I like it. You guys are a little bit awake. So if you don't know, today we are part of a partition base. Like, you have to participate. And the reason being is because research finds if you participate, you not only retain more information, but you actually utilize that information in life. Because raise your hand if you want to leave here and see changes in your life. Good. So those are all the people who are also going to participate. So remember that when we ask questions. I want everyone to stand up for me just real quick. This is the introduction component. Everyone's going to turn to their left, look at their neighbor, and say, way to go, awesome for showing up, and give them a high five. Now turn to your other neighbor, turn to your other neighbor, give them a high five, and say, hey, your hair looks really nice this morning. All right, you guys can have a seat. You didn't know you were going to make friends, build community, learn a lot. So I want to commend you for being here this Saturday morning, although I would love to say you would probably be at the pool. You won't, because happy seemingly first day of fall. Here's some of the things. So today, what we're going to cover, we're going to go through some hidden sources of toxicity that might be affecting your health and causing symptoms that you may not realize come from toxicity. We're going to break down nutrition. So what is a carbohydrate? What is a fat? What is a good protein? How that breaks down in your body, utilizes it. We're going to talk about the natural detoxification pathways of the body and how to utilize those from a healthy component, because I know everyone loves detoxes where you get upset bellies and everyone's a little bit fearful of them. We're actually going to talk about natural detox processes. But then two, we're going to go through a 20 and 30 challenge. So literally by the time you leave here in a couple hours, you are going to have the tools for the next 30 days to know exactly what to do, how to do it. We're going to have a meal plan for you, so what those next 30 days look like, the grocery shopping list, the recipes, absolutely everything, right? So one of the things before we get started quick is I just want to talk about, you know, what myself, so I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Dr. Grant Sykes. We're both the doctors in the office. What kind of qualifies us to speak to you? And especially because we're talking about like a big weight loss seminar here, I feel as if it is unfair to put up my weight loss pictures because I'm clearly not at that point in my life right now. Let me answer all of the questions you have right now. No, I'm not just about to pop. I am due the end of October, beginning of November. It is a boy, and yes, I am positive there's only one of them in there. So here, I'm going to answer all of that for you because I know that's what you're all thinking. So really, I want to share with you guys my big why I do what I do. So one of the things that really gets me into like the detoxification pathways and the nutrition supplementation is I started Functional Medicine University about a year ago. And so the nice part is it's all online because that little nugget in the cooler is also mine. So he's 17 months old. My left, that's myself and my husband. He's military and police. He's been gone for the last, 10 of the last 14 weeks for pre-deployment training. He'll deploy October 1st. So I don't know if you guys know this, but the military comes with a lot of different exposures to toxins, different stressors. I've got kids that are involved. And so when you look at those kids that are involved, for me now, my kind of season is less of like the post-college weight loss. And now going into the season of moms is, okay, I want my family to be healthy. And one of the ways I can get my family to be healthy is by me living myself healthy. I want to be that example to my husband and to my kids as they grow up. But then, too, figuring out, you know, how do we make that vision really come to fruition when, you know, you have kids and apparently they don't do exactly what you think they should do all the time, which I'm learning, right? Everyone will understand that. When I'm a mom, I'm never going to. And then you have kids and you're like, oh, yep, I'm doing it. But how to find that balance in there of like how we make our families healthy. Because I don't want to be this picture of health and have this just terribly sick family. And so that's really where my passion comes from in terms of teaching and learning, is that I want to be able to empower you guys to be able to not only change your lives, but have that impact on your family as well. So...
So many of you know my story and where I came from is like dealing with weight loss, and it's why I resonate so much with doing weight loss workshops and nutrition and exercise, because I've been there. I've walked it. When I was in chiropractic school on the far left over there, a couple double and triple chins and not letting kids on waterfalls, It was where I was in school, and there was a friend of mine, Matt, was several quarters ahead of me in chiropractic school, and he was my catalyst for change. He was the guy that knew me growing up as a teenager, when I was athletic, when I was competing in sports, swimming and volleyball, in through undergrad at college at Auburn University, and then into chiropractic school. He said, Grant, you don't have to live this way. I knew your family when your grandmother had those three heart attacks, when your grandfather died. When your uncle had the stroke that ultimately took his life, and you don't have to walk that same path. You don't have to be faced with a medicine cabinet full of orange bottles with white caps. And at that point in time, he introduced me to the five essentials that we will teach you about here today, and ultimately allowed for me to lose 100 pounds over 18 months. Fast forward, and those are the pictures that you see over there on the right. That is not my child in the lower right picture. That's my cousin. She's a lot shorter than I am. But that's why I'm up here doing what I do and why I do what I do every single day in the office, taking care of you patients that are here today, making sure that you don't end up walking down that same path that I was because of limiting beliefs that I had as a result of what had previously happened in my family. So
I thought it was really nice. We have a patient who I did ask beforehand to share her testimony, but it was like 2 days because I wanted to make sure that she didn't have enough time to think her way out of it. But I have a woman who literally has been part of the office now for 5 years maybe, but has really, we've walked alongside her health journey. And so a lot of the times, most of you are sitting in there thinking, yeah, it worked for them, but it doesn't work for me. Yeah, you know, but figuring out that these systems, if you physically implement these systems in place, you will see the change. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when and how you do it. And so I want to be able to welcome Santina up to stage just to have her share kind of her journey throughout Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Everyone say, hi, Santina.
Hi, Santina.
Okay, so your journey started with, I'm going to put this real close too, because it has to be. What initially brought you into the office to Greenwood Family Chiropractic several years ago?
Okay, what initially brought me in, I have scoliosis, so I've suffered with lower back pain since I can remember, I mean as a child, and I remember going to the doctor, and all he told my mother was, we'll just put lifts in her shoes.
Yeah.
And we never did that. So anyway, I just had always had the lower back pain and migraine headaches. So that's what brought me in.
And so throughout the course of care, you saw some change with those symptoms.
I did. Could I tell, you know how you said I had been in the office for 4 to 5 years?
Yeah.
I had. I need you to know, though, that I chose what I thought I needed.
takes a big woman to share that.
The five essentials were presented to me over and over again, and I went in for my adjustments, but I was like, oh, my diet's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is fine, that's fine, I'm good.
So share about a year ago, what kind of happened a year ago?
Yeah, and I wanted to say that because of what happened a year ago. I had been in the office for 4 to 5 years, but a year ago, August. So really this time last year, I was going through, I don't know how else to explain it, but my own personal hell. I woke up one morning in August with a fever of 103, I don't even know, it was high. I had a rash over my entire body. I could not physically, I could move, but it hurt. It was pain I had never imagined. My leg was swollen. My arm and hands were swollen. I couldn't move. My husband had to literally pick me up to move me out of the bed. That was like that for a while.
And so you went to the doctor.
Went to the doctor.
And what did they discover?
They discovered, not right away, they were not very helpful right away. I'm just going to put that out there. They didn't really know. They did not know. They kind of said, maybe it'll go away. But after a lot of, I had blood work. I had a lot of, I saw a lot of different people. But after probably 2 months, I was told, you have lupus and rheumatoid arthritis.
So when you got that diagnosis, what did that feel like for you?
Oh, I crumbled. I didn't know what to do because I immediately was, what can I do? What can I do? And the only things that were coming at me were these major serious drugs that I immediately went and looked the side effects up. And I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do any of them. I was frightened and I called you from my car phone. I remember I called you crying and I said, they tell me I have lupus. They tell me I have rheumatoid arthritis. I'm scared. What do I do?
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I hope I don't cry here. She was the only one. Her and Dr. Sykes were the only one who listened to me in, as far as what I wanted to do. Doctors were just telling me, this is your only option. You have to take these drugs. This is the way it's going to go. And we're probably going to add one after this. And we might add another one after that. And I'm telling you, the side effects of the drugs they were throwing at me were liver failure, cancer, losing my eyesight. Oh, my gosh. And then the less serious ones, your hair may fall out, dizziness, vomiting. All these things that, quite honestly, I started to become more afraid of the medicine than I was of the disease.
So we sat down. We, you know, I think one of the best things about our office is we are a network of amazing people. And so we sat down and talked specific in terms of detoxification, nutrition, the five essentials, things that we'll teach you here today. Mm-hmm. Some more outreach we have. She is not the only patient who has, at this point, put their RA into remission. So I reached out to that patient and said, hey, do you mind talking to another patient that we have here who just needs some encouragement? And that's what you did. And so now... Did you listen to the all five essentials?
I did. I absolutely did. I was like, wow, she knew what she was talking about. So, and when I say she was the only one that would listen to me, I asked, what are my other options to the rheumatologist, who I do not see anymore, by the way. Mm-hmm. And she told me, I asked her, what can I do with my diet? She wasn't willing to listen to any of that. She was like, oh, there's really not a whole lot you can do. I had blood work, but you know, the blood work they did for me was nothing like what you helped me with. The results we got showed
more of the cellular processes.
Exactly.
Some more of the functional medicine
stuff. No one was willing to see what's my body lacking.
So now, fast forward a year from your diagnosis, what is your life like now?
I'm mobile. I'm moving. I'm not perfect.
How many medications?
I don't take medication. I have quite a few supplements that I do not miss a day.
Yeah.
I don't miss a day. I line them up, and I am thankful for each and every one.
Yeah.
I know exactly what each and every one does. I don't want to miss it. And
so with three kids, a husband, what does your life look like now?
It looks great. We hiked to the top of a mountain in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, over the summer, and I was told at one point that I would never, ever be able to do something like that, that at some point in my life, I may be having to use a walker. I might have to use a wheelchair. It just, I was never painted a picture that looked all that great, and I wasn't even quite 50 yet at that time. I turned 50 this summer, and I don't know. It's just, it's bright. Like I said, I have little aches and pains, but the pain is nothing that is, it just doesn't affect my everyday. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
I forget, and well, that's a blessing.
Awesome. Thank you. Give her a round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
I think it's just encouraging, you know. There's so many times that we're looking for different answers, and it's just figuring out where those answers are. And again, today, it's not about what you learn today. It's about how you implement them in your life. And that's going to be the big component, is not these next couple hours, but what these next couple weeks and the next couple of months look like. And so know that will always be an outreach system and support system for you guys. So
that is our mission. And that being said, with Tina's testimony, we are done for this morning. Again, follow the five essentials, and I'll see you in the office. But that is our mission, to help empower not only one patient, but not and all of the patients in our office, but the entire community of Greenwood as well, reaching far north into the north side of Indianapolis as well. So you don't have to get that diagnosis. And if you already have that diagnosis, I want to let you know your diagnosis is not a death sentence. It is a current state of being that you are currently battling and dealing with. And what we do in our office will give you those things that you need to be able to reverse the diagnosis. So your doctor can tell you, well, I don't know what happened. It must just be some kind of spontaneous healing, is what our patients hear time and time again. But just like Santina touched on, she at first kind of was like, no, I don't really know about those other essentials. I'm good just getting adjusted and doing the aches and pains. There's a reason we call them the five essentials, not the five options, or the five, maybe I'll do that a little bit later on down the road. Because at some point or another, each and every single one of these essentials are going to play a huge role in you ultimately being the healthiest person that you can, fulfilling your fullest potential that you were intended to on this planet. So, for minimizing toxins, which is what we're going to talk about today, at some level, whether it's cellular or global, toxins will adversely affect your health. We're going to talk about oxygen and exercise and what huge role that's going to play in not only being healthy, but helping to lose weight and keep the weight off. Nutrition, hello, does anyone know that nutrition, proper nutrition is important for proper health, yes or no? Yes, of course it is. Mindset, you need the wherewithal. You need the motivating factor, that drive to, you know what, I want to lose 100 pounds in 18 months. I'm going to get there, and these are the steps that I'm going to do. You have to have something to anchor to get you in that state of mind to get going in the morning, so you don't have that, maybe tomorrow, or maybe because tomorrow will turn into a week from now, turns into a month from now, turns into a year from now, and then you end up in the exact same place that I was, 300 pounds with blood pressure that was through the roof, facing orange bottles with white caps. And then we're going to touch on core chiropractic as always, because that is the core of what we do. Because without chiropractic, reconnecting your brain to your central nervous system out to your body, do any of the other four essentials, will you get the biggest impact from any of those other four essentials, yes or no?
No,
absolutely not. So we're going to jump right in. Why are we here? Well, we're here because of what has happened over the last 30 years. Over the last 30 years, we have seen diseases become plagues. As a result of obesity has tripled in the last 30 years, leading to diabetes, cancer, heart disease, You name it. Obesity plays a huge role in triggering each and every single one of the diseases that we encounter. In children, 30 years ago, autism was virtually non-existent. And now, the CDC states that it's as high as 1 in 38. Can you imagine where we'll be in another 30 years? I mean, cut it in half, 1 in 19. And it's even more prevalent in young boys. So, kids are now at an alarming rate being put on psychotropic drugs. 18 million children in the United States are on antidepressants. They're on Ritalin. They're on Vyvanse. Some sort of mood-altering drug that takes them from the child that you knew as a little toddler running around the house and terrorizing you to the kid, the adolescent that just sits on the couch, is mesmerized by video games, and is getting overweight, ultimately leading to diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. So that's why we're here, to make sure that we don't continue down this path, not only as a community here in Greenwood, but ultimately as a city, as a state, as a country, so we can start to take back not only our health for ourselves, but for the globe as well. Because when it comes to the different diseases that we face, a lot of us have been told, much like myself, that you are a victim of your genetics, because your grandparents had heart disease, because you had other family members that may have had cancer. You have ultimately been told that you're broken, that you have no hope, and that your only answer is prescription medications, much like Tina was up here. So how many of you, raise your hand if you or someone you know has been told that you are a victim of your genes, that there is nothing that you can do? Look around. It's about 90% of the people here. That's why we do this. That's why you're here. It's why I'm here. But ultimately, it does not come down to the genes. It comes down to how our genes react with our environment, the study of epigenetics. Because they actually... The Environmental Working Group, what they did, they took 10 Americans and they tested their blood. These 10 Americans had never been exposed to toxins. And they know that they had never been exposed to toxins because they were 10 babies that were still in utero. They were still growing in the mother's womb, and they tested the umbilical cord blood of each of these 10 babies. What they found in that blood was 278 different chemicals that they were being exposed to while they were still growing in their mother's womb. The danger there being is that when we're growing in the womb, we don't have a blood-brain barrier, which means any kind of toxin, any kind, whether it's chemicals, heavy metals, whatever it might be, goes right to that baby's brain and can cause birth defects. A couple different numbers as far as breakdowns of what they found. On average, it was 200 different chemicals per baby. They found 28 waste byproducts, 47 consumer products or consumer product ingredients like Teflon, Scotch Guard, flame retardants. They found 212 industrial chemicals and pesticides, some of which had been banned over 30 years ago, like DDT. Let's see. So obviously, as I said, that's extremely dangerous because those things can get, there's no blood-brain barrier, goes right to the brain and can cause neurodevelopmental disorders. They found 154 hormone disruptors, 186 chemicals that cause infertility, so the child would be potentially infertile before they're even born. 130 immunotoxic chemicals, 158 neurotoxins like lead, PCB, mercury, DDT, and all led to intelligence or motor coordination issues. I apologize, I can't talk this morning. So, when I used to make the statement, when patients would say to me, it's all in my genetics, and when they would say that, I would counter with, well, unless you were born with it, it's not truly genetic, like being overweight. Yes, as babies, we're all a little heavy when we're born. We're all bald. I just happen to be bald again. But that being said, it's like, then I found this study and read through that, and I was like, holy cow, when those kids are born and within the first year or two they develop cancer, it may even not necessarily be their genes. It's because of the chemicals they were exposed to because their mom had been exposed to them from their grandmother, from their great-grandmother. 30 years of accumulated toxins that are being passed on to a baby that didn't have a fighting chance before it was even born. So they didn't even have a chance for the parents to learn the five essentials to prevent all of that. So, because when you look at that, 95% not only cancer, but the diseases we encounter as an American people come from an accumulation of toxins in the body. I mean, with Santina, she woke up in the morning and was covered with a rash. And it's like, oh, people will just say, well, I was struck with heart disease or I was struck with cancer. For Tina, she woke up in the morning and all of a sudden she was struck with a body-wide rash. A lot of time, or 9 times out of 10, well, 95% of the time specifically, it's not out of nowhere. It takes time for toxins in our body to accumulate that ultimately will result in that symptom, that ultimately leads to that diagnosis, that leads to medication and more medication, only accumulating more toxins within the body. So, mindset. We have to get to a point in our life when really, you're really just fed up. You're fed up with your diagnosis. You're fed up with being in a situation that you currently are, taking 19 to 20 different prescription medications. And at what point are you going to get there and say, you know what, I'm drawing a line in the sand. I don't want this for my life. I don't want this for anyone in my family moving forward, and make a change. And Dr. Leanne and I both shared our big why. And this is where I want you guys, if you've got pen and paper, I want you to take that out right now. Go ahead and take it out.
We know you have paper because we handed you a folder full of it.
So, and I know there are pens in the chairs in front of you because little Joel was running around yesterday trying to pull all of them out. So what I want you to do, I want you to take 3 to 5 minutes and write down your big why. There are no wrong answers here. This is personal for you. Why do you want to make a change in your health, whether it's to lose some extra weight, or if it's to detox, to reverse disease process, to reverse a diagnosis or get off medication? It could be something like for Dr. Leanne, her husband having been in the military and exposed to a bunch of toxins. It could be for your kids, like it, for Joel. Or do you want to be a catalyst for change, just like Matt was for me when I was in chiropractic school? Why do you want to do or set the goals that you want to set? Because I'll tell you, when you wake up in the morning, there are going to be days that you don't want to get up and go to the gym or go do a quick burst training, because that was huge for me. And I will tell you one thing, that I don't expect you to be perfect every single day. I hope that you're patient with yourself. So in creating your big why, don't expect yourself to be perfect, because it won't happen. And then you'll beat yourself up, and then you won't continue on the path that you've set before yourself.
Well, I think a good component of that is when push comes to shove, it's like, okay, so you are like, hey, my ultimate goal is because when the weight comes off, like, weight's like a really easy, tangible thing. So like when weight comes off, you know, when you lose the 20 pounds, or you're like, good, I'm going to go back to being super toxic again, you know, or if you're like, hey, I met my goal, so eating this, I met my 20-pound weight loss goal, so it's fine, I can go back to having donuts in the morning every now and again, it's not a big deal. But if your ultimate goal is cancer, right, say you, hey, nope, I want to be able to be there in 10 years to watch my grandkids walk down the aisle when they get married, right? So then when it comes down to it, when push comes to shove, and it's like, hey, here's this Ella's frozen yogurt, but you also want to fight cancer, right? Then you have to say, hey, with your big why, what's the ultimate push? Does that make sense to everyone, yes or no? Yeah, so that's really your big picture of things is less about the like, oh, it's weight loss, and right? Because that's a very quick, easy one, but once that goes away, when you look at the big picture, I want to lose weight because I know my cells are toxic, and in the long run, like for my husband, you know, he's been exposed to tons of heavy metals. Like, I want him to be able to remember who I am and who our kids are in 20 years, you know, and they've showed that the heavy metals will go into this, heavy metals with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, you know. I want to be able to be that 100-year-old couple who's bickering in our office, you know, smacking each other with it. Like, that's what I want. So
some of you were sitting here. Yeah. And Dr. Leanne comes in and she says to me, she's like, they are just so cute. I hope I am just like that.
Yeah. So that's the ultimate goal. All right.
So go ahead and write down your big whys.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Every day you're alive, you change the world. You change the world. You change my world. Every day you're alive, you change my world. Honey, you change my world.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
So who's going to be brave enough to share? Ooh, you shot up.
Yes.
Awesome.
I love how fast that
Come on up. Actually, I'll come on down. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I don't recognize your face. How did you get here today?
I actually attend this church.
Okay.
Yay. And I found out a few weeks ago that I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
Yay, congrats.
So I was actually asking, people, I need help. Who would you point me to? And your name came up more than once.
Nice.
And then they were telling me about this conference. And so I said, okay, my husband and I decided we got to come.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's your big why?
It starts with the pregnancy. This is number 5.
Awesome.
And each pregnancy and childbirth has been more dramatic than the last. And mm-hmm. I've never been very good with my health. I've never, I'm naturally pretty healthy, but I just never really took the extra steps to, you know, outside of the don't smoke, don't drink, you know, that kind of stuff. But exercising has been a horrible thing for me. And eating right is just something that I've had a really hard time doing. And so I'm looking at this and I'm remembering my last pregnancy, and the last 3 months, the last trimester of the pregnancy was very, very hard mm-hmm. on my body. And I felt like I was carrying a baby that was twice the weight of any of my other children. I felt every time I get up in the morning, my lower abdomen felt like it was going to just tear right off of me because my abs are so weak. And I was just terrified. I'm terrified of going through that again. Mm-hmm. And just everything that's involved with the toxins and the health issues and the gestational diabetes, which I've had twice, and just everything that happens to a baby when you're not taking care of yourself. And I'm 40 years old, and I know that that makes a difference when it comes to what happens to your child when you don't take care of yourself. And so I'm walking an hour a day with my husband now, and it's right now it's based off of fear. Mm-hmm. But I told him I don't want it to stay that way. I don't want it to stay based off of fear. I want it to be, maybe that's my initial motivator, and then I get to the point where I feel so good, I don't want to go back to feeling bad.
Yep.
And
exactly. Yep.
That's awesome. Where I want to get.
Awesome. Empowered. We got this.
Yeah, fear initially is a fantastic motivator. How many can agree to that? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was for me, too. That was, like, I looked at where everyone had gone before me and my family. It's like, I don't want to die from a heart attack. I don't want to deal with 7 heart attacks like people in my family have. Who else wants to share? All right.
Hi.
What's your big why?
I have 2 reasons. I just had my niece and nephew move into my house, and I want to set a good example for them. And I've taken on the cooking and cleaning at the house, and I want to, like, cook the right things so they have good nutrition. And my other why is I'm a basketball player, and I've started seeing myself kind of lacking in drills and being tired and with my back not being able to be in certain drills because it hurt. So I'm going to take the 5 essentials so I don't have to lack in basketball and I can set a good example for my family.
Awesome. Bailey is a relatively new patient in the office. Is your dad here, Bailey? Okay, fantastic. So we have a teenager here, y'all, who is ready to take a next step in maximizing her health. So, Bailey, thank you for, as a teenager, setting a great example for all of us here today. Let's take one more. Someone from over here. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing great.
I'm 69 years old, and mine's kind of reversed from everybody else, but I come from a long line of good genetics. I have a grandmother that lived to be 100, and great-grandparents was 96, 94, 98. So I want to live that long life, but I want to live it healthy. You know, I want to be able to go and do and stay on my feet. So
awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, so you not only want years in your life, you want life in your years.
Yes.
Absolutely. Awesome. Those are fantastic, fantastic whys. And the reason we start off with them at the beginning of our seminars is because that needs to be your anchor. That needs to be the thing that you hang on to when you have those mornings where you don't want to get out of bed, where the pizza just looks so dang good. I use pizza because that's one of my weaknesses. But you want to reconnect to that. So you've written it down. Put it somewhere you can always see it. If it is on your bedside table, if you tape it to your lamp, if you tape it to the mirror in the bathroom, if have multiple ones. Mirror in the bathroom, bedside table, tape it to the visor in your car, wherever it might be. Put it on your monitor at work. Wherever you need to visualize that to make sure that you're constantly moving forward. So next thing that we're going to move on to here is talking about the different areas of toxicity. And the one place that, and again, this ties back to your big why, but the one place in your body that is the most toxic is your mind. Yes or no? Absolutely. The greatest battlefield that we encounter as the human race is the 6 inches between our ears. When it comes to self-doubt, negative talk, limiting beliefs, those things that you're right in the middle, but we always want to have that tendency. We're going to have that tendency to anchor to those things that hold us back because those are the things that we've known for so long, as opposed to anchoring to those things that give us hope, that give us purpose, that ultimately give us a mission in life that's going to catapult our health from where we are currently to ultimately where we want to be. Let's see. So we're going to remove stress. Because ultimately, it's stress that is going to cause us to revert back to where we've been. Things get tough. You really are like, ugh, I don't know. I don't really want to change because things. I'm going to put it off. I'm going to put it off for a week because I've got so much that's going on right now. I've got a wedding to plan for, a baby to plan for, basketball games that are coming up, and other family members that I may need to be taking care of. So these are just a few ideas to help you remove stress from your life. Take a fast from Facebook. Literally, take a fast from Facebook. Like, let's do this. How many people have Facebook on their phone? Do you have your phones with you? Okay, take your phone out. Go ahead, I'm serious. Take your phone out right now. I have an iPhone. So I know how to do this on the iPhone. If you have an Android one, I'm sorry. But I don't know how to do it on the Android. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your thumb and press down on that icon of Facebook until it starts to jiggle. And then you're going to have this awesome little circle that's going to pop up with an X in it. Touch it. Go ahead, do it. So, fast from Facebook. I dare you, do it for a week, do it for 2 weeks, do it for a month, and do your best to try and stay off of it when you're at your computer, whenever that might be. Do the same thing for your other social media apps, whether it's Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it might be, any of those things that are going to inundate you and ultimately cause you to detach from what's going on in front of you in your real life. Fast from Facebook. Toxic schedule elimination. Don't be afraid to say no. Anybody here have trouble saying no? Yeah, myself included. Because you don't want to let people down. But in being afraid to let other people down, you run a higher risk of letting yourself down. Think about that. I'm single, so I don't have a family in my house, but have weekly family meetings where you're going over the schedule for the next couple weeks, for the next month. So if you've got kids who are in sports right now, you know what's coming up for the next several weeks. Any way that you can ultimately detach from our technological presence, like unplug from your phone, go outside, go on a hike. I know two of our patients that just went on a canoeing trip that supposedly was very fearful anyway, but they managed to survive. So whatever you can do to get out into the environment and just detach from our day in and day out life and just reconnect with who you are and the person that you were created to be. Have a date night with your significant other, or even with your kids. Have a date night that you go out with your daughter or your son, whatever it might be that you enjoy doing together. Prioritize downtime as well as taking time to journal are gonna be huge. So the idea is that we want to minimize toxins, whether it's mental toxicity from thoughts and bombarded distractions to ultimately those physical chemical toxins that we're going to talk about here today. So minimize, if we're going to minimize toxins, we need to know where they're coming from. So primarily the six areas of toxicity that we're going to talk about are medications, household cleaning products, if you want to write these down, toxic cookware, tap water. These three kind of come in together: heavy metals, mold, and biotoxins. Those three are under one subheading. And food. We need to be able to identify them if we're going to eliminate them. Would you agree, yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, first one we're going to talk about, medication. Medication is awful for you, yes or no? Can it save your life in an emergency situation, yes or no? But the longer you're on it, what happens? Yeah, there's a lot of different answers. I didn't hear a single one. But anyway, side effects, toxicity in the bloodstream, ultimately the longer you're on them, it's going to cause a problem later on down the road. The situation that we've run into here in the United States is that medication, again, is designed to save your life in those emergency and crisis situations. The problem is that we've gotten to a point where prescriptions have become our permission slip. Let that sink in. To continue living the way that ultimately got us to what gave us the diagnosis and that prescription to start off with. Because the longer you're on that medication, you develop a side effect. And then you have to get on another medication to cover that side effect. It leads to another one and another one and another one. I was looking at, where was that statistic? So, with 18 billion prescription medications were written in 2005, somewhere around that number. Divide that by the population in the United States, it's the equivalent of 12 prescription medications per person, including kids. Now, I'm not any prescription medications. I know Dr. Leanne's not any prescription medications. So our 12 get divvied out to those who are on. And that's how we end up seeing patients in our office who are on 19, 20 to 25 different prescription medications. Can you imagine the toxicity that's building up in their body and what that's doing to them? I found this article. It's alarming, but kind of what happened is, I hate to say it, but it's kind of funny. Los Angeles civil attorney Lisa Herbert, which is not her real name, 61 years old, was shopping at Trader Joe's one evening in June of 2009 when she suddenly became disoriented. For an hour, she wandered around the aisles in a haze, filling her cart with chocolate cupcakes and frozen tamales. Doesn't sound too bad, but anyway, it's horrible. At home, she talked incessantly, yelled at her roommate, and convinced she had found an ingenious way to clean the apartment, she yanked a fire extinguisher off the wall and sprayed the kitchen and bathroom with a thick white foam. By morning, Herbert's mental clarity had returned, along with a deep embarrassment and confusion over what had caused such bizarre behavior. The answer, which her ever-vigilant doctor immediately suspected, he was a good one, was a drug toxicity, a gradual buildup of prescription medication in her bloodstream. Herbert, who has multiple sclerosis, has been taking baclofen for the last 6 years to control muscle spasms in her legs. She had taken the same dose all that time with no ill effects, but 3 months before her episode, she had begun a strict low-carb diet and had proudly lost 15 pounds. Because she was thinner, yet still taking that same dose, the drug built up to toxic levels. Drug toxicity is a common and significant health problem, yet it often goes undetected by both patients and doctors who don't suspect it as the cause of such symptoms as mental disorientation, dizziness, blurred vision, memory loss, fainting, and falls. You don't have to raise your hand, but how many people here experience one or combination of those symptoms? And you're on prescription meds. Although drug toxicity may result when a medication dose is too high, it can also happen because a person's ability to metabolize a drug changes over time, which was in the case of Herbert, or because she simply didn't need as much of that drug after she had lost her weight.
You've been listening to a Maximize Life live event. Join us next week for part 2 on Maximize Your Life.